T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true international effort to pressure.
Mark Reardon.
So in the words of my late friend Aretha Franklin, show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
This is the Mark Reardon Show.
You know, for the life of me, we play that Joe Biden cut in the open. Not every day. It's just the open for certain days. I think we have 3 rotating or something. We need more, Dave, by the way. I still don't know what he says, though. I don't know what he says in that soundbite. Do you know?
No. And, you know, I've run it through Google a few times, and even Google's like, yeah, we can't help you out. Sorry.
Oh, how are you, Dave?
I'm doing good.
Have a nice weekend as we segue into a full week here because of the holiday. Last week. I'm off next week. This is a crazy summer. It really is here at 97.1 because Annie is gone on maternity leave and Fred's gone this week and Dave is starting with the show and I think I'm still on the show. I think that's what I've been told. I'm still doing the show.
But as far as I know,
summers are difficult because we have, you know, bench strength is an issue and we're trying to get as many people lined up as we can for fill-ins, but we're off and rolling here on this Monday edition.
So the weird thing is that Fred's out this week, you're out the following week.
And then you're out.
And then I'm out.
Yeah. It's almost like, can we just get to August? If
I know.
We get to August, everything's
we'll
going to be okay. Got a bunch of stuff going on this afternoon. One thing I do want to highlight, and I put this up on the Rockwood Schools page that I'm a member, parent member, last week, and I spoke with Ross Hunt a little bit. He's going to come up this afternoon. I think it's quite honestly one of the best columns that I've written about critical race theory. It's called Fighting Critical Race Theory One Door at a Time. Even if you're someone out there who doesn't really know much about this, you don't know what it's about, check out Ross at 5:25 this evening because he gives a very good instructive piece on making sense in fighting critical race theory, making sure you get good candidates, making sure you do the right things so the left can't label you in certain ways and make up what all this is about, which is certainly happening. So I'm going to point toward that as a very important segment here as we get toward the latter part of the show. Now, I saw this. I'm going to start with this. And, you know, Dave, Andrew went back over DGS. You're back over here. I don't think you've even taken calls with me at this point on this radio station. I haven't done it very often. Guess what? We're going to do it this afternoon.
Nice.
We are going to do it this afternoon because here's what I'm fascinated by, and I'm a little confused and somewhat disappointed as well. CPAC takes place over the weekend, and this is one of the emerging sound bites from the whole conference, I suppose, at this point.
They were hoping, the government was hoping.
Let me just set this up. This is Alex Berenson. Alex Berenson, well-known anti-vaxxer, if you will.
They were hoping, the government was hoping, that they could sort of sucker 90% of the population into getting vaccinated, and it isn't happening, right? There's a younger people are well aware of what the risks really are, and they're well aware of the side effect profile of the vaccines. They're becoming more aware of that, and they don't want to. And so there is going to be more pressure.
First of all, I don't understand that. I really don't. And you heard cheers. I also wonder how many cheers there were. But if someone knows how to explain that, I would love for them to explain it to me this afternoon.
Yeah.
Because I don't get it. So I've taken calls from those of you who don't want to get the vaccine. That was about a month ago. And I don't know if that position has evolved at all. I do think that at this point, don't you think people are kind of dug in? I don't know that they're going to change their mind. I'm not sure. That's what some of this is about because they're talking about going door to door. So here's what Dr. Fauci said. In response to that,
it's horrifying. I mean, they're cheering about someone saying
that it's a good thing for people not to try and save their lives. I mean, if you just unpack that for a second, Jake, it's almost frightening to say, hey, guess what? We don't want you to do something to save your life. Yay! Everybody starts screaming and clapping. I just don't get that. I mean, I don't think that anybody who's thinking clearly can get that. What is that all about? I don't understand that, Jake.
Okay, so I don't get it either. I'm just going to tell you I don't get it either. But is there another takeaway? Now, Fauci did the Sunday morning circuit. He's on with John Dickerson on CBS, and Dickerson says this. And I think this is valid because I think this is where you're seeing a lot of confusion, a lot of people hesitant.
Let's stay on this question for a moment and ask you about human psychology. You say the facts are hitting people between the eyes. Is it possible that people are a little scared, a little nervous? And the more facts they hear, they don't hear evidence. What they hear is you're a dummy for not getting this. And that essentially people feel insulted when the evidence is presented as if it should be clearly obvious to any normal person. And that all that does is put them back in their corner.
You know, you have a point there. And that's the reason, John, where what's going on right now is getting trusted messages, not government officials like myself, but trusted messengers in the community to outreach to people. And those messengers could be your family doctor. It could be a clergy person. It could be a community leader.
Could be a radio guy, because I'm telling people to get vaxxed right now, too. You might be talking about me, Dave. I don't know.
It could be a sports figure. It could be the who are really trusted by the community. So you're absolutely right. I mean, telling people, you know, you've got to get vaccinated. You've got to get vaccinated. I mean, I think it's important to point that out. People do need to know, not in a pejorative way, not in a finger-pointing way, but just look at the data. 99.5% of all of the deaths are among unvaccinated people.
So that continues to be the case. You know, I think we're finding, you see stories out of Greene County, you see stories out of Springfield where the doctors in the ERs, they're saying these are patients, and by the way, they're younger patients than they were last year in theory. These are unvaccinated younger people who are landing in the emergency room or on ventilators. Now, having said that, I did something today that I thought was interesting. And Dave, I don't know if you've noticed in my office, I have a couple of St. Louis Post-Dispatch articles from, I think now a month ago, about the Delta variant. I put a couple of those up on my desk because I wanted to remember all the scare tactics. And
they were saying a month ago?
Right.
Okay.
Because, you know, this thing's been going Delta variant in Missouri, Delta variant in Greene County, Northwest Missouri. It's taking off. We got to be careful. We need more. I don't deny any of that. Okay. I think the Delta variant has taken off. I think that we're finding that that's true. So I wouldn't certainly question the health experts on that. But I looked into something today, and I'm not, nor have I ever been one to say just because people aren't dying that this thing isn't serious. However, that's a big part of the equation. I don't think there's any doubt that deaths, that's mainly what we're trying to prevent here, right?
Sure.
So do you, you might know this, Dave, because you are, you know, someone who follows me on Twitter. So I put this out earlier. You know how many people died in Missouri yesterday from the coronavirus?
I will say, locally, it's like usually about two or three a day.
Zero.
So I'll say,
zero
in Missouri yesterday.
So the rolling average is seven. The 7 day average is seven
in the state.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's say, so we have now again, that's just one part of the equation, if you will. But that's a pretty low number, I think. Right. That's definitely a low number, and I don't know if that matters to people or not. But the new deaths in Missouri from the ever-ravaging Delta strain were zero. More people, let's just be honest about this. And this is why I illustrated this point last year when we were talking about Lyda Cruz and her nonsense, wear a mask, wear a mask, wear a mask, when people were dying every day, young people, black men in the streets of St. Louis. You know, I could probably crunch the numbers. You think more people died yesterday in St. Louis, Kansas City, Springfield, wherever, from gunfire? I bet more than zero, probably, mm-hmm. Right? If I had to guess. So there is that side of it as well. And I think that that's an important part of the equation. On the other hand, I still don't get why people aren't getting vaccinated for the most part. So is it political? Is there a political component? Seems like there is a political component. So I'll ask that question again. 314-241-9797. The phone line's open. Jake will take your calls. What is it? And is Dickerson onto something when it comes to the, you know, lack of trust? I think I sensed that the last time I took calls about this. I'd also be curious to see if anyone's essentially changed their mind in the past few weeks. Have you seen anything with family members, friends, people that have gotten the virus where you didn't think you were going to get vaccinated? Now you are. So our buddy Scott Jennings was on CNN responding to the CPAC stuff and this notion that people were cheering on Berenson.
Scott, they are literally cheering for their own extinction. Yay, we can get gravely ill. What is that?
Well, I think there's a conflation of two issues here. One, the idea that we're being suckered into taking a vaccine, I mean, that's an asinine comment. I mean, the vaccine is available, and anyone who wants it can get it. I chose to be vaccinated myself.
All right, now, this is a very important point that Mr. Jennings makes, and he said this on my show before. This is one thing, and maybe some of you can address this. This was Trump pushing this this vaccine. By the way, he deserves a lot of credit for it.
I think people should do that. So the idea to me, to promote the idea that we've been suckered into it, I think is crazy. The other idea that was discussed this weekend was about the idea that the government would force you to do it or go door to door, which I think is a separate issue. And Republicans are naturally sort of resistant to the idea that government would mandate you do anything, even take a vaccine. So to me, it's two separate items. I think the government mandate on taking it is one. But the idea that Americans are suckered into something, I mean, I would just remind my fellow Republicans, it was Donald Trump and his administration that pioneered Operation Warp Speed that led to the development of the vaccine as quickly as they did.
Yes.
So it's not like this is some sort of deep state or democratic coup here to get a vaccine to the market. People needed it, they wanted it, and we have it. And now anybody who wants it can get it. And again, as I said, my personal choice is to get it, and I think Republicans should get it.
But, you know, it's going to not help the case for the vaccine. If we continue to see growing numbers, it's not a big secret, I don't think, why more people are testing positive. But that doesn't really matter to me, nor has it throughout this whole thing. The question is, are the hospitals filling up? We're told that the hospitals are filling up, right? I'm going to have to take their word on that. We've had some indication, even when I had Dr. Garzon a couple of weeks ago, that some of those patients were coming here to St. Louis. But we're a month into this now. So this thing, what they'd say, and I saw a story about this today, is that these death numbers tend to lag, right? 2-3 weeks. So now there are, in fact, let me see, because I saw this on Axios not too long ago, and I think I saved it. Well, this is a CNN story, so this should not surprise you. Surprising amount of death, here's the fear porn, will soon occur in these regions from increased COVID-19 cases, expert says. They talk about 47% increase from the week prior. Again, maybe that's happening because there are more young people that are getting it. This guy named Dr. Jonathan Reiner, and he's talking about Missouri, Florida, Louisiana, Arkansas, Missouri. It's places like Missouri where ICUs are packed. And by the way, ICUs are not packed across Missouri. They are perhaps in Greene County, certain areas, not everywhere. He says many are in their 20s and 30s and 40s, and they're going to die. So I hope that doesn't happen, but let's take some calls here this afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk, 314-241-9797, and you're first up. Good afternoon. Anne, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here. I was forced to get the shot by my work, and I had such a terrible reaction. I thought I was dying. I've had an aunt who has been sick. They can't
wait,
find
wait, wait. You thought you were dying. So let's hear about that a little bit more. You thought you were dying in okay. What sense?
I had 103 fever for 2 weeks.
For two weeks?
Could not get out of bed. I was sick. I was wheezing. It was just like I had COVID.
Okay.
It was
Well, maybe you did have COVID. Do you ever think of that?
No, I did not because really? I tested negative this whole time.
So you're the only person in the country that's had a 2-week negative reaction from the vaccine is what you're telling me.
So, yes.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to tell you about that. I really don't. We're going to have to... You and Eric Clapton. Jesse, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm on Ann's side. I mean, I don't think that it's worth the risk of getting a vaccine that's certainly not 100% safe and effective. I know they can keep saying this over and over again. But, you know, this
Delta variant... Let me ask this question. What are you looking for? What would get you? What's that 100%? Because it's keeping people from dying, okay? And that's pretty good for me. Now, maybe it's not good for you. I'm not telling you what to do. But if it's keeping people from dying, that seems to be a good thing. And it does not have any documented negative effects. I would somewhat question what Ann said there related to the vaccine.
I would say you're not looking in the right spot because you...
Well, guide me in that direction, Jesse. Let's go to my first question. Preventing someone from dying, that's not good?
I would not say that it's doing a very good job.
It's doing an excellent job of it. That is nonsense.
I'm not really able to...
See, I'm not going to let you go on and spread a bunch of crap. It's absolutely... That's one thing we know for sure. It's preventing people from dying. You don't
believe
that?
You're censoring me now, too.
Well, I am. Yep, I'm going to censor you. He's gone. Because I'm not going to allow nonsense like that. That's just a bunch of BS. Debbie, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yes. The reason I did not want to get the vaccine is that I had the virus, and I did get a COVID antibody test that was positive for the antibodies. And because the vaccine is still in the experimental stage, those are my reasons.
I don't think that's unreasonable at all, Debbie.
No.
I had people that called a couple weeks ago, said things along those lines. I think that if you've had the antibodies, if you've had COVID in particular, we had research that came out of Wash U that talked about, and I think there's some, you know, there's some conflicting research on this, but they seem to indicate that the antibodies lasted a long time. So now what are you most concerned about, though, with taking the vaccine?
It's experimental, and I don't feel like I should take that risk that I might have a negative reaction or negative side effect to the vaccine because I did have the virus.
You think you'd feel differently, though, if you didn't have the virus?
I would probably think more about having it, but I still would be very hesitant and you know, a little cautious feeling up towards
it. But do you have that feeling overall for vaccines or just on this one?
Yeah, I'm always a little cautious about them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. John, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hello there. How's it going?
It's going well.
Good. Somebody said that you're not looking in the right places. Do you ever listen to One American News or News?
I do not do that. No, but can you talk? I have my own show here. So can you ask me if you're going to send me to just... You know, crazy outlets, that's not going to work for me, John. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Do you believe that the vaccine is stopping people from dying? I think there's overwhelming evidence that that's happening.
I'm sure it's helping some people.
You're sure it's helping some people?
Yes, I like.
You realize that the death rate in this country has plummeted because of the vaccines. You realize that we're all able to go places without masks on. We're able to go to baseball games. We're able to go to restaurants because of the vaccine. You know that, right?
I would say it could be partially because of herd immunity, because I had it in November. I'm 75, and it was no big deal for me.
Well, I'm glad it was no big deal for you. I think it's no big deal for a lot of people, but you understand 600,000 people have died also, though, right?
Yeah. Well,
you sound that doesn't sound like a big deal to you, though.
Are those numbers correct? I don't believe those.
Well, let's say, okay, John, this is what I love. Let's throw the numbers off by a few hundred thousand, okay? Let's say they're off by 300,000. That's being generous. That's not a big number for you?
Well, that would be a big number.
Yeah, I would say it's a big number. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It really is. I don't know. I don't know what to think sometimes. Dave, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know. Do you want to talk to me for real? Because you've been browbeating everybody else. But I'll tell you, I'm not getting it. I'm a Vietnam vet. And the crap they put into us overseas, every time I get a shot or an injection or a pill, it gives strange body effects to me. I was almost killed by a simple injection of antibiotics about a year ago.
Was that something that somebody did on purpose?
The U.S. government, as it's currently constituted.
Tell me about the antibiotics. What was that? Was that some sort of murder plot?
No, it's just the VA shot me up with antibiotics that I didn't ask for. And an hour later, I was in the emergency room on a ventilator.
Okay. Are you known to have side effects from antibiotics? And I'm not sure what that has to do with the vaccine, though.
One in a million. And...
But what does that have to do with this vaccine?
To see that this stuff is not as... More people were killed by the flu this past season than killed by COVID.
Dave, are you there? Are you with me? This is what people believe. That is an idiotic thing to say, and there is nothing in what you just said that even closely resembles the truth, because here's the real truth. Nobody had the flippin' flu this past season. You know that, right, Dave? Yeah. This is what I guess I'm up against. This, by the way, sometimes this is why I don't take calls. 322, 97.1 FM Talk, 241. That is the dumb. I've heard a lot of dumb things. That's amongst the dumber. Okay, we'll just start with that. 241, 97.97. Back with more in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hey, Mark Cox is doing something fun with the Senate candidates. Eric Greitens up on deck on Thursday night, and Mr. Cox is going to join us in just a few minutes to promote that. I got to check the schedule with my wife on Thursday night because I'd like to head out there for that. I think it'd be fun, and I know he's going to do this on a regular basis. 314-241-9797, taking calls on the vaccine. The CPAC cheers and Fauci saying this yesterday in reaction.
It's horrifying. I mean, they're cheering about someone saying that it's a good thing for people not to try and save their lives.
A little confused by that myself, so let's go back to the phone calls. Julie, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, first of all, Mark, you ask the question and then you don't let people answer the question. So,
well, when people come up with stupid things, I'm not going to let them run their mouth off. It happens to be my
people,
show.
I'm just going to say the same people who wouldn't let you talk about the Wuhan lab leak, maybe not letting people talk about side effects from the vaccine. But that's okay. Not why I don't think people are taking it. Even though I think
well, a lot of people, wait a second, people are taking it. We're just talking about the percentage that aren't. I'm taking it. A lot of people are double vaxxed and they're feeling like they can live their lives.
So what's even the discussion about? It's about Dr. Fauci coming on saying the people who aren't taking it are idiots and stupid and yada, yada.
But what he's saying is, let me just ask this, Julie, answer my question. It does seem weird that people are cheering on the notion that you can kind of save your life with this thing. Isn't it weird?
Okay, I think I didn't see that, but I didn't hear a rousing big applause cheering. I heard a couple people cheering for it. But look, here's why people aren't taking it, They think they could get over it. If you are under 60 and you don't have any comorbidities, you are going to get through COVID without dying. I'm sorry to say that, but you look at the stats on who died from COVID. It's old people.
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that at all. But I have friends that are in their 50s, in their 40s, who have had COVID who didn't land in the hospital. They weren't on respirators. They still have long hauler symptoms. So
it's why people don't want to take an experimental vaccine.
All right. So would it change your mind if the FDA, and they will, if the FDA finally comes out and says that this is approved, would you take the vaccine? Everybody wants to fall back on the experimental vaccine thing.
I took the vaccine. So I'm not saying I'm one of those who didn't, but I'm not taking another booster. So, you know what? I still have ringing in my ears a month later from the vaccine. I'm sure it's from the vaccine. So I'm not taking a booster. I will take my chances with COVID. I got the first round of vaccines, but I'm not doing it again.
Well, you got to decide that. I mean, if you're going to roll the dice that way, that's something that's up to you, I suppose. Mark, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hello.
Yep, that's you.
Yep. Okay.
He's got other calls coming in.
I'm 54. I had COVID, and it was absolutely. And I know it's different for other people. It was absolutely nothing. My mother got the vaccine, and she's 93 years old, and it made her sick as a dog. And
Is she alive?
She's alive.
She's
but
alive.
She said,
she may stay alive because of the vaccine.
I don't know about all that.
You don't know about all that. Why?
You said, well,
just because you had a case that was very mild, you don't think that it's killed other people, or you think it's all made up?
No, apparently, you know, there has been some problems with older folks.
Okay. All right. I don't know what to do here. Chris, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Honest to God, I feel like I'm living in an alternative universe right now. I knew this possibly could happen, but that's okay. Chris, go ahead.
Hey,
Thanks, Mark, for taking my call. First off, I want to say I'm not like a lot of other people. I fall in the range from 35 to 45. I am not vaccinated. I'm a construction worker. I work in St. Louis on some big projects with a lot of guys. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I mountain bike. I play softball. I'm a very healthy guy. I have had COVID. It was nothing for me. My one thing is my mom and my dad are both in their 70s, touching their 80s. They both had vaccines. I am happy that they got a vaccine. I'm happy that you got a vaccine. There's certain things that I just don't trust.
Chris, I don't think that your position is unreasonable. I've said from the beginning, and here, just to go back in time, and I'm going to let you continue. The one thing, and Dave's with me here in the studio, and he heard me say this a year ago, because I knew that some of this was going to happen. I said, look, you're going to have people that are way out there on the fringe on the vaccines. There's nothing you could do about that. But you're going to have people like you, and I think I have a caller on hold that I'll take in a second, or I had a woman who called a couple of weeks ago who was pregnant. She was very unsure. There are going to be reasons to be hesitant about the vaccine. I don't discount that whatsoever. Yeah. You seem to be someone who is probably a good candidate for that.
Yes, sir. I think it's the more people that get it, the better. You know, I'm just saying it's not for me. I'd like to see some more information on it.
Chris, you understand. I think you're smart enough to know, just from listening here for the last 20 minutes, 25 minutes, there is a big distinction in what you're saying and what the people who are saying, well, the guy who says more people died of the flu. You know that that's not true, right?
Without a doubt.
Yeah, yes. I mean, the people are making stuff up. So you can have a rational decision. You can talk to your doctor. You can have people have to make their own decisions. But what I don't accept is people coming at this from the, oh, more people died of the flu. For those people who truly believe that, it's not true. It's not even close to being true. The flu didn't even exist. The problem with that is this fall, when we do have a bunch of the flu, they're probably going to try to put masks on us just for the flu. That's my concern there.
Well, I feel that your concern is credited, because I feel that anytime your body has anything, my father has COPD. If you have the flu, you have different things going on with your body. It's already trying to fight these other things. So
right.
If all of a sudden now you throw COVID-19 into it, your body is just so stressed that it can't take everything. So.
Well, I want you to stay healthy. I understand your position. I absolutely do. Thank you for calling this afternoon. Chris, another Chris, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, you there?
Yep.
Hey, yeah. So me and my wife, I'm 36, my wife's 34. We are in the process of trying to have another child. If it wasn't for that, I'd get myself the vaccine. But because we don't really understand the possibilities of long-term birth defects, we're both decided to hold off, because the last thing that we want is to harm our future child.
Not an irresponsible position. That completely understandable. Now, my question to you would be, what do your doctors say about that?
So what my doctors have said, and the other health professionals that I know, they basically all said that, look, it doesn't appear to be any short-term issues with any babies that were either carried by mothers who were currently vaccinated or were vaccinated during pregnancy. But as far as the long-term effects go, you don't know. You know, we don't know if in 5 years there could be some type of, I don't want to, you know, throw possible conditions out there, but some type of effect a few years out, or because the numbers of children that have been born from vaccinated parents, they don't know if there's any type of standing.
There's going to be, right. And now I'd have to defer to the medical experts on that. There's going to be some uncertainty. If I was in a position like yours where I was starting, Dave, you've got kids too, would I have some questions? Absolutely. I completely understand that. And,
I
would draw the distinction between that and some of the earlier calls is what I would point out. Mike, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I'm not going to hate on you by no means. You're there to do your thing, whatever. I just think some of your information is skewed. And you ask why? Well, I've got four nurses and I've got a doctor in my family. And believe it or not, all four nurses work at different hospitals here in St. Louis. So I'm getting the inside on all what's going on and their true opinions of what they're seeing And matter of fact, my own daughter works. She worked for quite a while on the COVID floor. And there's some kind of strange stuff going on. It makes me shake my head. Now, do I think the shot is effective? Sure, why not? So is influenza. Influenza shot does its thing as long as you get the certain strand that it cures, you know, or not necessarily cures, but, it'll help you combat the issue.
Yeah, and it does, like with COVID, it does not guarantee you're not going to get the flu. It could minimize the symptoms. And a lot of people, let me talk about the flu for a second here, because a lot of people think the flu is what happens when you throw up or something like that. That has nothing to do with the flu. The flu is something that whacks your body hard and you're hit, you can't breathe. You're hit sometimes. I remember when I had it for a couple of weeks. So it's not a little viral episode that lasts for 24 hours. That's not the flu.
Well, so this is what the girls are telling me. Okay, the COVID's pretty serious stuff, and the reason why is because it's respiratory. Most people out there don't have a clue as to how to self-diagnose themselves. Now, personally, I've had COVID twice now. I haven't had any vaccinations, but at the same time, I understand the respiratory thing. So for me to combat it, I use Mucinex, and I use Flonase, and I use a Symbicort, and also a Buterol when I needed it. So that helped my bronchial kind of get over this whole thing. Now, I was told by several of them that a lot of problems were people come in with COVID. They put them in beds. This is when it first came out, when it was fresh off the press.
Right.
And they would put them in a bed, put them on ventilators, and people get pneumonia, and they die. Well, they found out, well, that's not necessarily how to combat this, that there's better ways. So now we're trying to understand it better, and we're getting around
well,
it.
Well, right. That's been something. We've talked about that quite a bit, because there's no doubt that the approach that the healthcare professionals took in the second wave in the fall was very different than they had. And that was one of the reasons that so many people did die in the spring, even though the numbers were increased in the fall, because we weren't clear on how to deal with all this.
So the next thing is your numbers. Okay, you said a little while ago, you said, well, 600,000 people died. It's a serious number. No, 10 people dying is a serious number. But here's the deal. People did die from COVID, but for absolute certainty, when somebody walks into a hospital and they have a broken finger, immediately they get tested for COVID because the hospital wants to know what they're dealing with and if they're infected or not. Well, if a person comes up with a false positive, okay, and you've got to admit, our testing process isn't the best in the it could be a lot better. Let's just say
no
that.
Doubt about
it's
that.
Wrong.
Well, and I think, by the way, I also think that testing process did get better.
It did get better, but we still haven't perfected it.
No.
So therefore, when you get a false positive, let's say, for instance, the girls tell me that somebody comes in with zero symptoms, nothing. Okay. And all of a sudden they test and it's a false positive. Well, immediately the hospital writes it up as a positive test and they get the $45,000 check from the government because now they have a COVID patient. Now, everybody that walks in, I had a COVID test done. Matter of fact, it was my first go-around, March of 20. It was real early in the whole thing. And I went up there, and they said, well, you don't have influenza A, you don't have influenza B, but you have a virus. What is the virus? Well, I don't know. It's a false positive. We don't know what it is. Well, here, I have every single symptom you guys are saying that you get. But yet I'm a false positive. What does that even mean?
Okay, I don't understand the point of all this, though. What's the point when it comes to the vaccination? What's the overarching point here?
Gotcha. The point is that people are scared to death to take the shot. The reason why is so much crap's going out there right now about is it going to work or is it going to have more
but
side
effects? I live in a different world because in my world, people could not wait to get the shot. And I'm just telling you, this is my world, my friends, people I know. Dave sitting across from me right now. You know, we couldn't wait because we wanted to live our lives.
Right.
So that's why it's very I can't get my head wrapped around it. Now, I can when I hear people calling my radio show saying that more people have died from the flu because those are people that have been very uninformed, and they have no clue what's going on. And I feel terrible about that because I don't know how to fix that. I really don't.
Now, hold on now. The flu came out in 1900, and over 25 million plus people died because they had no idea how to fix that. Do the Google. You can do the research.
Dude,
more people died of the
flu. Dude, he said last year. Last year. I'm not talking about the flu over the course of history. I'm talking about last year.
I get it. And you know, over the course...
That's a big distinction, right?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
But in 100 years from now, COVID will still be around. Okay, it's going to be around. We're not going to get rid of it. It'll be just like influenza.
Sure.
And there'll be new strands, new variants, and lots more people are going to die through the process, just like we went through. Now, medicine has came a long, long way, and it's helped us out greatly. But you can't combat something that you don't know how to fix. And the new strand, what's the new one called? Delta or something like that?
The Delta variant. But again, we seem to have, Mike, a lot of areas of agreement here. I don't know if you'd agree with this. The vaccine is working against that variant. We know that at this point.
Yes, I'll agree with you.
Okay, I just don't understand the overall hesitancy. I get it if people are not informed, if they're going to buy into conspiracy theorists, then there's nothing, again, nobody can help you with that. I really don't understand how we can move forward having conversations like that. Some people have very legitimate reasons to not take the vaccine. I get that. But if we can get the crazy people to take it and the people who are sane to say, well, maybe I'm going to hesitate, we'd still increase our numbers. Dave, didn't the one person tell me they had like 103 fever for 2 weeks after getting the vaccine?
Yep.
Good Lord. You'd want to be hospitalized for that. I think after day 4 or 5 of 103 degree fever, you should be. Really, I think it's like the third hour. But
yeah,
you may want to seek medical attention if that, in fact, is the case, which is exactly why I don't believe it for 1 minute. 348, 97.1 FM Talk. You've been hearing some of the promos from Mark Cox. He's going to get together with some of these Senate candidates. This is going to be a whole lot of fun from now until November of next year. Mark, we got a long, like 18 months left till people vote on this thing. Although I guess the primary is only a year away now, a year and 2 weeks.
You know, it's hard to believe, Mark. Thanks for having me on this afternoon. It's going to sneak up on us because technically the filing doesn't even close till March of 2022. Think about that. It's going to be a long time.
All right. So you're going to do this with, and who knows how many people, what's the over-under in Vegas right now and how many candidates will actually get in this race?
Six is the number I'm going with. I think there are going to be two more. I don't have inside information on that. I just have a feeling a couple of Congress people are going to throw their hat in the ring here. I'm going to talk to Jason Smith tomorrow morning, in fact. And, you know, I think he's seriously considering it because he's got close ties to former President Trump. And Billy Long keeps getting mentioned as somebody, again, with ties to the Trump campaign, who's seriously considering a run. That'll make it an interesting race.
Do you know Congressman Long very much at all? Have you got a relationship with him? Because he is a
I do not. I don't think I've ever met him unless it was at one of the statewide Lincoln Reagan dinners years ago. But I don't think we've ever met.
So as a guy who does a talk show, you want him in this race, Mark. You want you want Billy in this race because he will be. Look, I like him because he calls it like he sees it, and he doesn't back down. And I think he would be a formidable candidate in rural Missouri, in particular. Now, this was I want you to talk about what you're doing with some of these folks, but the first person that you're doing with is with Eric Greitens, the former governor, and this is from. There's a little political newsletter out there called the Missouri Scout, and here's what they led with today. Passed around over the weekend, there was a political article that talked about Trump's most frequent complaint, people profiting off his name. And the latest offender, they say, is his son's girlfriend, MAGA's own, even Perron, Kimberly Guilfoyle. Age told Playbook that Trump has been openly griping that Guilfoyle joined Eric Greitens' campaign for Senate in Missouri as a national chair, and he's becoming increasingly short with Guilfoyle. Trump thinks Greitens is problematic and that Kim is annoying, said one Trump advisor. He said, why the F is she working for him? Now, look, we don't know how much of these things are true, but what would your response be to that?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. Somebody said to me earlier, it looks like the rhinos planted an article as a hit piece before that event this weekend. I don't know. I said before with Kimberly Guilfoyle and Rudy Giuliani in his camp, you would certainly have to think that he would have an inside track on Donald Trump's ear. But if Trump is anything, he's not predictable. I don't know. I think everybody's speculating at this point, to be quite honest with you. Wouldn't you think that would have to give him a little bit of a leg up, Mark?
The reason that I would say no is only because, yeah, in theory, sure. But I also know that Senator Hawley doesn't like Eric Greitens, and he seems to have a pretty good relationship with the president. And I can't imagine he's saying, hey, get involved and endorse Eric Greitens. That's not a scenario that I see happening at all.
And that same article also mentioned, I think, that Eric Schmidt had been either talking to or meeting with Donald Trump. They're all making this, trying to get in those inner circles with Donald Trump. It'll be interesting. I mean, I attended the Greitens rally down in Catawissa this weekend. I was invited to come down there and say a few words at the beginning of it. And primarily I went because Jesse Jane Duff, who I have as a regular on my show, happens to have already endorsed Governor Greitens, and she was going to be there, and I wanted to meet her in person anyway. So I went down and said hello to her, and I listened to some of the speakers. It was like being at a MAGA rally. I mean, he's going to try to own that corner of the argument, and they all are. You know, Jason Smith would for sure try to own that, and it sounds like Mark McCloskey is going for that same crowd.
So tell me about the event on Thursday, and how often are you going to do these, Mark?
We're trying to do one a month, until we run out of candidates, which should take us up through well into the fall at this point, right? So we'll talk to Governor Greitens this Thursday out at a place called 18 North Central, which is in O'Fallon, Missouri. It's easy to get to. It's actually, I don't know if you've been out there, Mark. It's like a playground for adults. They've got laser tag and bumper cars for adults, and it's fantastic. But upstairs they have an event space, and that's where we're going to be doing this, is in the event space above 18 North Central. It's open to the public. It's open to the public, and we're going to get out there around 6 o'clock on Thursday night. I hope people will come out and just listen to what he has to say. We're going to take questions from the audience. I'm going to encourage my listeners in the morning to send in questions and let us know, what they want to know from Governor Greitens. Obviously, one of the big ones is, and there's no way he can avoid it, is the controversy that took him out of office, that forced him to resign. And I'm sure that's going to be a big part of the conversation.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think that people are willing to cut politicians a break for personal behavior and things that went on in the past. But, Eric Greitens is a different beast here, and I don't know exactly what's going to happen in this race because there's all kinds of interesting dynamics. And you mentioned the attorney general. I mean, Eric Greitens is raising a lot of money for his PAC. The attorney general, Eric Schmidt, is raising a lot of money. They seem to be on opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to the conservative support. But you put someone now, what's your feeling on Ann Wagner? You think she gets in this race?
I don't at this point, even though every time I've asked her about that, she's told me she's still interested. I mean, I have not had a conversation with her in the last 30 days, probably. But up until then, every time I talked to her, she told me that that she is still interested in it, which, of course, just like in Vicky Hartzler's case, sets off an entire chain of events of other people who would obviously be waiting in the wings to run for her congressional seat.
Not that he would tell you this on Thursday night, but I think one question would be, what percentage of the vote do you think you need if you have three members of the congressional delegation, Mark McCloskey, the Attorney General, Eric Greitens? You might only need 21% of the vote.
Yeah, and he seems to have a solid 24-25% in that latest Missouri Scout Remington research poll. They showed him at 30% and Eric Schmidt at 24%. Which is a little bit of a tightening in that. Clearly, it's very early in this race. But a number of people have told me, including, a number of people who I've had on the show over the past month have said they think that a Billy Long or Jason Smith candidacy combined with Vicky Hartzler really hurts the Greitens crowd because it really strikes at his audience in some of the rural parts of Missouri.
Yeah, and I've had different people say different things about what that might mean with the members of Congress. Does that mean if the members of Congress are getting in the race, does that mean they're really not afraid of Eric Greitens? We're going to have to see how that plays itself out. Mark, maybe we'll get you on Thursday just to give you a final plug, but have fun with it this week.
Yeah, Mark, I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you, my friend.
All right, take care. Get a nap, all right?
Yeah, I will.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.